This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Julie Kane.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
I swear.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? To tell you more, we sent KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma to Golden Gate Park.
Usually when Celia Hamilton plays the piano, she's at home in Port Orange, Florida. Today, though, she's playing Mozart's Rondo in the San Francisco Botanical Garden, underneath the sloping, gnarled branches of a New Zealand Christmas tree. Celia is 12 years old. She's visiting San Francisco for the first time, outfitted in a requisite summer sweatshirt, and here with her mom, Liesl. They found this piano on a total whim.
Well, we were driving somewhere else, and I saw the sign, and I said, let me find parking. We have to do this. It wasn't on our schedule at all, but I just thought it would be amazing for her.
The sign she's talking about was a banner, advertising Flower Piano, a 12-day installation in July where a dozen pianos were scattered throughout the botanical garden. Celia tells me playing outside just sounds a lot different than being indoors.
It's like kind of echoey inside since there's like walls, like the sound is bouncing off, but the outside is just like going in different directions all over the place.
Here, flowers hang down from the trees. It's shaded and cool. Celia tells me she likes how it feels all swampy, and I ask her if it's hard to compete with the sound of a nearby sprinkler.
Well, it's kind of like a metronome, since it's like on beat sometimes.
There are a lot of crazy sounds happening around us, and through the magic of installation art, they all suddenly seem to be imbued with a kind of musical quality. There are lawnmowers and little ones going berserk, and the gentle yet firm controlling of parents trying to get their kids to play.
That doesn't have to be the whole thing, right?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the whole thing.
That's how I meet Madison Toro. She's 14, has been studying piano for about 4 years, and her mom really wants her to play something, just a little something. Madison serenades us with Bach and then leaps forward a couple hundred years to Adele. Out of the corner of my eye, I notice a woman on a nearby bench listening intently. Her earrings are the shape of tiny electric guitars, and she's tied a scarf patterned with musical notes around her straw hat. She looks like a true devotee. So, I do what any good radio reporter would do and creepily follow her to the Mesoamerican cloud forest to try and get her to talk to me.
My name is Nancy Lindemann. I'm from San Carlos, California.
Nancy is really into flower piano. She loves playing outside, especially at the piano tucked within a redwood grove.
I came Friday for the first time. I came back Saturday, and now I'm here today. Because I was here so long that my car got towed.
Nancy's shy. Usually she plays the piano at home, after dinner, by herself. She's so shy that she won't play for me, wary of my recorder. But she does like the spontaneity that comes along with an unexpected audience.
I was playing all by myself, and a man came up behind me and just started singing the song, and then he asked me to play it again.
What was the song?
I Can't Stop Loving You, the Ray Charles song. Oh, it's exciting.
There is an excitement about the place. On my way out of the gardens, I run into two older ladies from Petaluma on a garden club field trip, Nina Komiakoff and Susan Price. One is playing the piano, the other is dancing about, and both are in stitches.
Were they originally Dolly sisters?
How long have you guys been friends for?
About an hour and a half.
I don't believe that you guys have only met an hour ago.
We did.
We did,
yeah.
We're very silly. That's because you don't think that we're invisible at this age.
Dancing comes naturally to Susan.
I used to be a dancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see?
When I was young and very beautiful.
And Nina has been playing piano for 70 years.
How long have you been playing?
Since I was seven. I'm a Juilliard dropout.
Oh, wow.
Got even with my father. Dropped it out.
She tells me playing outdoors makes her feel part of the setting. She launches into Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata.
Wait.
While Nina plays, Susan turns the pages of dog-eared, yellowing sheet music. They laugh and talk throughout the piece with the ease of old friends. They came here to see the flora and the fauna of the gardens, but most likely it's the music they'll remember. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Kingsley-Ma.
Our winner this week made audiograph history. He is 3 years old, which makes him the youngest audiograph winner ever. His name is Moby Gordon, and he spent 2 days hanging out at Flower Piano with his family. Congratulations, Moby! We're going to send you a very small KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, here's a sneak listen to next week's mystery sound.
Almost there. Got it.
And there's actually dog paws down there too, so when we have our dog running, we make her touch those dog paws.
Think you know what that is and where we recorded it? Give us a call and tell us. 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We love hearing from you, especially the little ones. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.